Blog Talk Radio.
You can't hear, can you?
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is...
Okay, I need you to follow me.
Okay.
I swear that hate cut deeper than the knife, you. Especially when there ain't nobody like you. And they steady bringing knives to a gunfight. But I ain't gonna run, cause I got the gun. That's my ego. It shoot like a desert eagle. That's my ego. It shoot like a desert. I swear that hate cut deeper than the knife, you. Especially when there ain't nobody like you. And they steady bringing knives to a gunfight. But I ain't gonna run, cause I got the gun. That's my ego, it shoot like a desert eagle. That's my ego, it shoot like a desert eagle. I'm a lodge verse, not a test. Just as lethal as a desert eagle. Now leave me alone, cause I don't mess with people. Or you gon' need a bulletproof vest to keep you safe from my pride. I'll send you straight up to God. They say I'm crazy, well you better pray that I'm not. Make them disappear like a Bermuda. Put the K up to the ear like a jeweler. Why they like to call me Lil' Kanye? Lil' Kanye, but that ain't no insult. Niggas better back in my runway, girl. Really take them back to my young day. Since grade, walking around with that chip on my shoulder. Every time they see me, they duck, duck, goose. So they know I'm an empty that clip when I roll up, no fruit. Mike Brown, they be yelling, no shoot. But they literally killing me, especially when they tell me that I'm almost perfect. All I gotta work on is a little humility. What?
No buzz.
In my chamber of secrets is loaded. In this gun, I'm on a verse to release. I'm screaming, who want war, nigga? They don't want that war. I'm screaming, who want war, nigga? They don't want that war.
Microphone, you can hear me, not just because you. That's what's up. So, how do I bring you in? Say something. How do I bring you on the air?
I don't know.
Let's see.
Can you hear me?
Okay, now I can hear you. All right, that's interesting. We're working our way around this thing. Hi. Okay, so I see you click the mic right here, and that's my mic. I don't know how to get this to stop, though. All right, we live on the air. I guess we Divine Mother's Radio or something. We somebody, huh? Working our way around trying to figure out how to use the gadgets before we actually start doing the real broadcast. I'm divine most of the time. And on my line, I have with me Paula. How you doing tonight, Shawana? Or this morning, should I say?
I'm great.
That's what's up. If you bear with me for a second. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to push play on this song again and see whether or not you can hear me while the song plays. Let's see what happens. Okay, maybe that's not what I'm doing. How about that? And I can't make it stop. Let's see. You say there's no way to do it but to do it. All right, well, heck with it. How are you feeling tonight? Tell me something. How was your day today?
My day was good. Restful. It's hotter than here.
That is definitely a fact. It was definitely hotter than the motherfucker today. I'm sorry. I should probably put out a notice. Depending on what mood I'm in will determine what type of conversation. I do have a mouth like a pirate a lot of days. Yeah. So you had a restful day. That's a good thing. I think I rested most of the day as well. So where you from, caller?
Originally from Michigan.
Michigan. It's cold as a mug up there. How the heck do you pull that off?
I guess you got to be born and raised.
You damn right, because that winter is not winter. That winter is Arctic.
Well, now it is. It ain't used to be.
Man, I'm telling you, I went to the mall, thought I was ready. I wasn't ready. I damn near froze just getting out of the car. Was ready to go as soon as I stepped out. Yeah. Atlanta is better, right?
So far, so good.
That's what's up. So I'm still tinkering around trying to figure out what's going on with this switchboard. Between that and my delayed computer, it's just a bit interesting.
And my phone about to die, so.
Hold on, we're going to have to fix that monkey madness. Here we go. Right here, I have that. Got it. So they said, why do you start this radio show? I said, I have no idea. Because if it was up to me, I wouldn't say a damn thing to nobody about nothing. But, you know, I guess it's not entirely up to me. Somebody somewhere is going to need this airway to be open. That's my reasoning. Okay. Obviously something I'm not doing right because I can't get this thing involved. Let's see. What is that? Did you hear that?
What?
Okay, you weren't able to hear it. Okay. That's what's up. Any venting you need to do today? I ain't even going to play with it. I'm just going to let it ride. I ain't that type of person. I'm the type of person to inconvenience myself over any of this shit. And that's for real.
Do we have anybody listening to us?
I hope not.
Hell no.
But I'm trying to figure out where this background play is coming from. Were you able to hear that? Like a radio, news?
No, I can hear it.
Interesting. Where is that coming from? Man, they can't be tapping my line already. I haven't even said anything yet.
Hey, no.
That's crazy. All right.
They're like, we know she gonna say something.
Right. Let's go ahead and bug her ass right now, because you already know she always telling some shit. Right. Go ahead, get your bug on, but clear my damn screen. Fuck shit. I had a bad mouth. It's 2:12 a.m. I can have whatever I want to have. I don't know. We'll get it together. So what you think about all this chaos that's going on around this planet? What's the one thing that aggravates the shit out of you most?
Well, I can't just pinpoint one thing. I can say a couple of things. They trying to turn us gay.
Hell yeah. Sick
shit. The world
shit.
Is really going, it's coming to an end. If we don't get together.
Right. And, you know, damn, you would pick this topic to be the first one that's on air.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
because it's a problem. You know, how you go turn us gay?
Yeah, I don't get with that shit. That's just me. Like, people get to do whatever the hell they want to do. I just don't want you close to me with that shit. I don't want to go outside with my children and see a dude dressed up in a fairy costume with butterfly wings and shit. And then you look at me sideways like I'm not supposed to say anything about it. Like, they're going to be attacking us in a minute. That's just my point on it, man. Everybody do what they want to do, obviously. But I'm not with the whole Sodom and Gomorrah walk. That's all. I ain't with that shit.
Bullshit.
And then, you know, we have children. So why do my children have to see your old mentally fucking decrepit ass in a fucking dress?
And it looks so sick. Because I went to a rave like Sunday before last. And I seen this big burly man, two of them, dancing on each other like two women, or a woman and a man would. And
see,
this dude was
shit.
Really shaking it, like.
See, that's that mess right there. That's
like he was,
about.
You know, doing the damn, what is that, twerking? Like he was a twerk dance.
That's that bullshit. That's straight bullshit right there. That's what that is. Some dumb shit.
You all up on him like he's little and shit. He's big as hell.
That's crazy as hell. And I don't want my children to have to see that shit. But I got to be looked at sideways, though, if I look at you sideways. And you looking at me like something wrong with me. And I'm like, nigga, you want to be a girl. You were born a boy and want to be a girl. But something wrong with me. Okay. Like a humans, man. They make me itch. I'm saying off with their head. All of the humans. But that's just my opinion.
Instead of them wanting to be gay, they need to be waking up. You know, and looking at reality and looking at what's really going on in the world.
Yeah, I think that time is done too. I think it's over for them. If they don't have it by now, they're not going to have it. It's done for them. That's just the way I look at it. So all I can say to the people who say I'm wrong is, goddamn, prove me wrong. That's all. Just don't expect me to invest my energy with that. The whole world is left behind. That's just how I feel about that. Yeah. And what else? Anything in the news you want to talk about?
I don't even know what to talk about. I did this topic of the damn the gayism. The
gate. Yeah, it's interesting. It's going to be the whole thing, the whole continent. You know what I mean? Like I say, we're going to be looking at the ones that's out of it.
But it's just strange. You know, I'll be 50 years old in August, and it's just crazy. Right. Just look at every damn thing come to a head to being gay, you know, not being who they say we are. just a lot. You know? Then what's going on with the world, with all these earthquakes and typhoons and tsunamis and all this shit, flooding everywhere.
Right. Mhm. That we and that's gonna be a show within a show within a show. Cause there's so much that we're not looking at that we shouldn't be looking at.
No, we're too busy trying to get everybody to lay down in the bed or trying to chase a dollar. But hell, that shit is not gonna be non-existent in a minute.
That's a question. That's a question I would pose on another show. You know, what are you prepared to do with your family in the event of an economic collapse? Are you prepared to handle an economic collapse? Is that something you can deal with? That's what I'm going to oppose. And then I want to hear what people are saying that they are preparing to do.
Most people are just trying to save every little dime, but really it's not the paper that you need to be saving.
Well, yeah, we'll get into that topic too, you know, on another show. Now, this is going to be interesting. What I'm going to do is I'm going to allow them to at least say what it is that they're doing and then see how many are already on the same path and go from there. I know I'm going to have to check out the audio of the show. I'm not really sure about this mic. I'm getting feedback in it, so I don't know if it's recorded with the feedback or how to eliminate it. And they're saying that the engineers are working on a solution for the audio issue. And I've done what they said to do in the meantime, but I still hear a kickback. So I'm wondering if I turn it down, will you be able to hear me as clear? Am I as...
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. But it sounds like I'm, you know, distant or something. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you just fine. And my volume, is it up? Not really.
Can't turn the volume up on his headphones.
Yeah. On the of course, but I needed to not have that.
Well, then turn the phone down. Oh, okay. There you go.
Anyway, that should be
Florida. I can't hear you no more.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Wait, if I mute my background,
can you? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's because it's not called through the computer. That's interesting. Okay. Well, I'll leave it up. It came back anyway, as long as you can hear me. 8 minutes left on this show, which is the first show. I don't know what time we'll be airing. I guess we'll sort all of that out also. Start out, you know, small segment and see what happens from there. It's a couple topics I do want to tackle. I know it's going to take more than 8 minutes to cover them. This is just a technical episode. You make jewelry, though, don't you? You want to
tell? Yes, I do. I make copper goods, and I make some Iraq raw stone.
Raw stone.
Or raw crystal. And each crystal have a special purpose. You know, you could do work with the crystals and meditation and working with your chakras, and, or just wearing it because it's pretty.
Okay. So you're into the spiritual side of things?
Always.
Okay.
You know, everything is spiritual first and everything afterwards. You got to have a connection with the Most High. Always.
What is that like for you, having a connection with the Most High?
Not to worry, not to believe in man, you know, rely on him only. You know, one thing about the Most High, he will never tell you wrong. You can always depend on him.
That's positive. That's what's up. At least somebody's staying positive. That's what's up. I have a walk that's different myself. I tend to do just what the hell I want to do. All day, every day. That's what I do. Just what I want to do. And I enjoy it.
You should do what you want to do. You know, people make spirituality seem like it's a thing that you got to be afraid of or something like that, but it really ain't. You know, you just do you and try to be the best you that possible.
That's because they don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know. They think they like candles or, you know, say some chant and that'll get it. Or that's the end of it. They have no clue as to what the principalities of darkness are dealing with. No clue at all. And half of those people, you wouldn't even be able to explain it to. And in the half that you can, half of those, they'll never comprehend it. They just wouldn't comprehend it. It takes a lot to walk on the path of truth. You know, to hear as a warring angel, you're going to be required to do certain things. And these principalities are not playing. And it's evident all over the planet, everything that they're doing. So, yeah, that's going to be an excellent topic, too, for a show. Well, that's what's up. Got 3 minutes, 57 seconds left in this particular broadcast right here. Okay, I guess I should probably say something about myself, like know your host type shit. Like I say, my name is Divine most of the time. I try to rock with her a lot of days. Some days it's a couple other of my personalities. I'm comfortable with all of my personalities, you know. I have a huge Mongus family, and I love all of them. Let me see. I'm allergic to humans. What I say? I don't like humans. People make me itch. What I say? I just, you know, I stand clear of this. Ease. I stand clear human. I go to breaking out in rashes and shit. Ticking and shit. You know what I mean? Itching and shit. I can't do it. It's like, it's ridiculous. Ultra ridiculous. Can't do ultra ridiculousness. Other than that, on some days I do what I can to help people. I try to stand clear of that as much as I can, but I was told I'm not doing so well with that part of it. So, I am that I am. I love the children. I do not recommend them listening to my show. I don't recommend them listening. Because it's just not guaranteed about what might be said on this show. So, listen at your own risk. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. I just happen to be one that really just doesn't give a damn about what nobody say and how they feel about none of the shit that I do or don't do in life, but that's just me. What else can I say? What about you, co-host? Tell the world about you. You're the nice one.
I don't know about it. So nice. You know?
90 seconds left on the air.
I am who I am, and that's all. You either take me or leave me.
That's what's up. That's a hell of a way to say it. But I be telling you, I put a sign on the front and say, leave me, nigga. Leave me. Leave me. Don't even come over this way. Leave, nigga, leave. Save yourself. Get the heck on. At least you'll get him an opportunity to take you or leave you. Nigga, you better leave me. Get the hell on
well,
away from me.
More than likely, they will be gone. They will leave. They will exit themselves. I don't have to exit.
Yeah, they just, it's a lot of them that just ain't ready, man. I'm telling you, they ain't ready for it. Well, it's a couple, but a lot of them ain't ready. I just ain't got time for none of that shit. That's just me, though. Yeah. So it looked like about 15 seconds left. The next show will have a topic of discussion. I'll invite everybody out. Since I invited no one other than my co-host. So I guess we'll catch you on the next show. Peace out.
Peace. Peace and love and hair grease.
Not with the hair grease. This stuff still ain't working for me. This is crazy.
It ain't over.
It should be over.
It ain't, because I can still hear you.
I know, but this is some bull. What if I refresh this shit?
When that thing come on?
I mean, if I put it on, I guess. I don't know. This is crazy. I'm going to click in episode, but I just want to see why it's not doing my exit. Okay, let's see. You're on. What is this? Damn, stuff I've not even seen before. What's this? Can you hear me? I don't know. In an episode.